USA Radio News with Wendy King.
President Trump has signed an executive order on police reform. Just before he went to the Rose Garden, the president said he hosted survivors of African-American men and women who'd lost their lives in encounters with police.
I've just concluded a meeting with just incredible families that have been through so much.
His opening speech was directed towards a law and order posture.
Americans know the truth. Without police, there is chaos. Without law, there is anarchy. And without safety, there is catastrophe.
The order encourages police departments to train officers better to handle incidents like those that have led to widespread protests in recent weeks. The Senate Judiciary Committee held a hearing on policing following the death of George Floyd and others. There was testimony from two panels, one on policing in the black community and another on ways to go forward. This is USA Radio News.
Welcome to Tax Talk with Hollywood legend Bob Eubanks.
You know, as part of Hollywood for a long time, I've seen my fair share of celebrities get in trouble with the IRS. Well, there's one name I trust, the Tax Defense Group. They're the most trusted name in tax. So if you owe more than $10,000 to the IRS, you really need to call my friends at the Tax Defense Group. Ignoring the IRS is not the solution. They can garnish your paycheck, levy your bank accounts, seize your home or business. But the Tax Defense Group could put a stop to all of that and tailor a program that would reduce your tax debt to pennies on the dollar. You gotta love that. So don't just take my word for it. Call them. Find out for yourself. They offer a 100% satisfaction guarantee. And they're open 24 hours a day because they know that tax debt doesn't sleep either.
Call now for your free and confidential tax analysis from the most trusted name in tax. Call 800-832-1594. 800-832-1594.
The Trump administration is suing to block the publication of a book by former National Security Advisor John Bolton. President Trump hosted a roundtable discussion about seniors, and he spoke about the book.
I think it's totally inappropriate that he does a book. I think I gave him a break. He couldn't get Senate confirmed. He was never Senate confirmed the first time. I don't think he's supposed to even be calling himself an ambassador because he couldn't get Senate confirmed. He got in through a little trick.
During the discussion, the president turned to Attorney General William Barr for further clarification on the legality of the release.
People who come to work in the government and have access to sensitive information generally sign an agreement that says that they have to go through a clearance process before they can publish the book. And we don't believe that Bolton went through that process, hasn't completed the process, and therefore is in violation of that agreement.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
Working from home? I'm Chad Dodd, veterinarian and consultant to Limp Bells. Here are some tips for keeping your dog fit while staying at home. Find 15 minutes twice a day and walk your pet at a decent pace around your place. Play hide and seek by hiding some kibble or favorite toys and letting your dog find them. If you have stairs and your dog is mobile, walk up and down twice a day for 5 to 10 minutes. Or better yet, try a power walk on your terrace or backyard for some fresh air. There are more helpful pet care tips at YouMove.com, spelled YouMove.com.
Aaron Zelensky, one of four prosecutors who quit the Roger Stone case after the Department of Justice lowered its sentencing request, will testify before a House panel next week. House Judiciary Committee Chairman Gerald Nadler said in a statement that Zelensky would be among those testifying before the committee about the DOJ on June 24th. He said there were two subpoenas, one for Zelensky and one for DOJ antitrust prosecutor John Elias. He described them as whistleblowers who will testify about politicization of the DOJ under President Trump and Attorney General William Barr. Nadler also said they would be joined by former Deputy Attorney General Don Eyer, who served under President George W. Bush. Roger Stone had been convicted by a jury last year of lying to congressional investigators in a probe into Russian meddling in the 2016 presidential election. The prosecutors had asked a federal judge to sentence Stone to up to 9 years in prison for obstructing a congressional investigation. The president criticized the sentencing in a tweet, calling it disgraceful. The next day, the Justice Department announced it would lower the sentencing request for Stone. The lowered sentencing recommendation prompted federal prosecutors Adam Jed, Jonathan Kravis, Michael Morando, and Zelensky to quit working on the case. Elias was DOJ chief of staff for the antitrust division at the time the agency filed an unsuccessful challenge to AT&T's merger with Time Warner. For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.